Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our radio.com sports NFL insider, Michael Irvin, the Hall of Famer, number 88. He is on with us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Playmaker, appreciate the time again this afternoon.
Well, I appreciate you guys having me on, man. I just left Green Bay. You know, I went to set with Devontae Adams over there, man, and had a good conversation with him, actually, and kind of left there saying, okay, now, Michael, I'll be drinking this pack of juice. I've been with the 49ers all week, all year long. I've been calling out and saying I'm with the 49ers. And, you know, it's always just when you go and visit with some people and then you're there, you see the excitement around it, and you talk to one of the players, you always walk out saying, man, I think I'm going to pick them. You got to monitor that thing. You get caught up drinking this juice, man. And I was like, just step back. Let me finish looking at this game. Let me study some more. Then I'll come back and come up with an answer on who I'm going to pick.
Because I just left Green Bay like 2-3 hours ago. It was 12 degrees. That's probably what's got your brain frozen. Like you don't know who you want to pick, right?
Yeah, it was cold too. Now it was so cold. Let me tell you what I did too. Man. I hadn't pulled out that mink coat since I went to court back in '95. I was walking around Green Bay with my full mink. I was like, man, I don't care. My wife always says, don't ever pull the mink coat out. You blew it. When you took Ward to court, don't ever wear it again. I said, listen, I'm wearing this coat. I'm taking this coat up here. It's 5 degrees. It was 5 degrees. Right? I hadn't worn that coat in 20 years. 25 years. I had that thing right on, walking around, boy, looking like, hey, man. I was ready in that meat, man. It's cold out there.
When you pull the meat coat out and you wind up in court, mean business today, y'all.
I went over there, man. I had a good time. But it really was cool. Even though I got stuck getting in there.
Yes.
I don't know why there's no direct flights into Green Bay.
Well, because it's small. We got no airport. The airport ain't about one landing strip.
Right. And get this right, too. And I lost my ID. Getting in there, right?
Lost your ID?
Lost everything, so I had to stay in Chicago the night before trying to get in there.
Lord,
and then I lost everything, right? But going through the airport in Chicago, I can use clear, you know, just a fingerprint. You don't even pull your ID out.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of Green Bay, I had to go, I ain't got no ID. I go there and they say, well, we need some ID. I'm like, come on now, this is Green Bay, people. I said, now, ain't nobody going to. If they're going to hit New York or L.A. ain't no fair to start again. Don't worry. I said, y'all can let me on the plane.
You need to stop. You need to stop.
This is the spot they're right going there. For. No, they're going big stadium. They're going San Fran.
I'm going hit here. Thank God you saved. There's 100,000 people here. They're coming for bigger numbers.
This ain't the one. This ain't the one.
Let me on this plane.
Well, let me ask you this. So you sat down with Devontae. What you think about Devontae Adams, man, as a receiver?
Yeah, I think he's phenomenal talent. I really do. I believe he's a phenomenal talent. He wants to be good, you know. He wants to be great, and he has the opportunity. He's saying, man, all these years, he's finally getting and understanding it from a micro level. You know, you always understand from a macro level. The big game, you know, it's about running routes and catching. But when you understand it from that micro level, Leroy, you understand. It means I understand how the play all works. I tell young guys that come in the league that are trying to get open. I say, man, you're getting open too fast. It's one thing to know how to get open. It's better to know when to be open. You see, because you got to know the read that you are in every play so you'll know what kind of time you have to get open. If I'm the backside slant, I'm not beating you right now because I beat you right now on a backside slant. He's not even ready to throw me the ball. And once I slant and start running in, each step I take, I'm getting closer and closer to death of that linebacker that's sitting right there. So if I'm the backside slant, I know he's coming to me late. I want to take my time with that release. I may give you one, two, even three moves and then break that slant late so I know he's coming back to me late. When you start understanding the game at that level, then your talent can take off. And he understands the game now at that level, and his talent is starting to take off.
What do you make of Jimmy Graham as far as where he's at in his career and what kind of an impact he could have in this game?
Well, you know, Jimmy Graham, he certainly, you know, guys, he's not Jimmy Graham that we saw early in the career dominating the tight end position and doing the things he's doing, but he's still effective. He's still effective. And then you put him with Aaron Rodgers and guys like that, then, of course, he can be effective. He made some plays last week that really helped them and got them got them in this game. So he's still an important part of the game. He's not George Kittle. He's not Travis Kelce, but he's still effective.
Michael Irvin joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Michael, how good is George Kittle?
He's as good as they come. He's as good as they come. And I'm not talking about just from a standpoint of what we're talking about, a guy catching the ball and even blocking, because he's good at blocking also. But just the intensity that he plays with and what he delivers to everybody else that's around him. You know, that's where I think his value is. Yeah, he does all the things he's supposed to do as the tight end. But also, man, he's the heart and soul of what they do. Everybody gets excited when he makes plays, and it takes that whole team to another level. He's the real deal, and Kyle Shanahan knows how to use him. That's the key.
But Irv, you look at the Packers right now, I guess it is kind of confusing because you've had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks back-to-back, and you're used to Aaron Rodgers throwing for like 400 yards, throwing the ball around about 45 attempts. And that's not really the thing that's going on right now. You got more of a run game now with Aaron Jones. You've got that defense with Za'Darius and Preston. I think they're winning differently than they've won in past. I think that's why people have been reluctant to drink the Kool-Aid. Are you sipping on a little bit?
Yeah, and you're right. You're right. As much as we talked about that and we've crossed it against and used it against Aaron Rodgers, now he finally has those assets. He has a good running game. He has a good defense with him, you know, and now it's actually less stress on him. And that's why I say the only chance they have is if they can matriculate this ball. Let's play some quick ball. Let's play the quick game and wear out that defensive line. Drop back, get that ball out of your hands 2-3 seconds, 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds, 2.5 seconds. Wear down that defensive line. Run the ball. So run the balls and make that defensive line start hesitating and coming to the pass. Because, you know, when guys are pass rushers, they just want to get to the quarterback. And if you get a good run game, now they have to start slowing down their pass rush and think about the run game as you're running the football. And if you can do those things and just keep this game close, and then late in the game, when the game's on the line, say, Aaron Rodgers, go ahead on now and do you. Now you got a shot at winning this football game.
Who's got the better shot of winning their football game from an underdog standpoint this weekend, Green Bay or Tennessee?
Oh, I will go Green Bay. Green Bay has a better shot at winning because Green Bay, even no matter what, they can play big ball. Even if San Fran jumps out and you got Aaron Rodgers, you say, okay, let's go play big ball. Let's try to move around and make big plays. They can do some of that. Less of an opportunity to do that resides in Tennessee with Ryan Tannehill. So if Kansas City jumps out, and the way they're playing right now is phenomenal, if they jump out and do anything like they ended the game with last week where they had seven – I'm going to say this, and it just blows my mind. That's it. Seven straight touchdown drives. Seven straight touchdown drives. Dude. Mm-hmm. That's insane in the NFL.
It is.
That's insane. Yeah. What if you're on a defense and you gave up seven straight touchdown drives?
Wouldn't have no job, cuz.
Right. You wouldn't have no job. You take your pads and you turn them in. Don't even worry about coach. Don't worry about cutting me. Here's the pads. I'm turning them in. That's what you have to do. If you give up seven straight touchdown drives, man, if they do that, if they can start the game like that and put Tennessee – last game, they were up by 10 early in the game, Kansas City was. Then they were up by 9 in the fourth quarter. Those scores, 10 and 9, Tennessee stays within their game. If you go up 14-17, that'll get them out of their game, and that's what Kansas City has to do.
Hey, I got a couple questions real quick. First of all, I want to know about Deion. Now, did Deion go to San Francisco first, then come to Dallas, or he go to Dallas first? I got confused. When did he join you guys?
He went to San Francisco. He went to San Francisco, and then, you know, then he called me one time. He said, man, I'm a free agent. And then I said, Tom, well, you know, and he asked me about Dallas, and I told him about it. So I became kind of the recruiter. I told Deion then, I said, Tom, you know, I love you, man. I understand if you're tired of this wrath I lay upon you. And you want to come on play with me. I understand. I said, you like, hey, man, I'm sick of playing this joker. I'm going to go play with this joker. I said, come on over here, then. Let's stop this madness right now. Yeah, we have been battling each other all the Miami days now.
Right.
You know, and then Atlanta and San Francisco. So he went over there first before he came over here.
Yeah, and congratulations to Jimmy Johnson, too. I know you had to be happy to know that he was going to get a chance to go into the Hall of Fame because really in the 90s, it was three teams that dominated, San Francisco, Dallas, and Green Bay. So what that when you found out about Jimmy Johnson, what kind of – because you had a big part in that, so I'm sure he's very appreciative of what you guys did for him in Dallas.
Yeah, and seeing that though, man, I'm gonna tell you something, man. That was so touching. I was right. My hotel is like 300 yards away from the studio, and I told him, I said, if I had known that, I would have run over to that studio and been a part of that, man. I've known him since I was 17 years old, man.
Right.
And to see him get that emotional, I've never seen it. I've never seen him that emotional and that caught up in the moment like that, man. And it was great to see. I tweeted out about it. I had tears in my eyes watching. I really did. I had tears in my eyes watching him because he so deserves it. He so deserves it. He's earned it, and I'm glad they recognized it for what he is. You know, as I watch him cry, the 17, 18-year-old Michael said, I never saw that.
Right.
Saw that. The Jimmy Johnson I saw was the Jimmy Johnson that took all of those kids from the ghettos all around Florida and brought them into Miami. And when we were practicing and practice not going well, he looking at us talking about, hey, all of everybody, I know y'all happy, your moms, your parents, everybody happy because you think you got a four-year scholarship. He said, but none of y'all read you didn't read the fine print of those scholarships, did you? The fine print tells you those scholarships are one-year renewable. And if you didn't get the better practice, we're going to take every scholarship out here. And, man, you talking about some practices.
Yeah.
Man, we had some real practices because he would put that kind of fear in us. And to see him break down like that, it was just emotional, man. I was so happy.
Let me ask you this real quick, too, because this may be a little off topic. But just from the state of Florida situation as a whole, and now you're speaking for the bigger schools like, you know, Miami, Florida State, Florida may be a little bit, but not as much. What do you think has happened as the talent level in the state of Florida gone down? What has happened to? I mean, you look at Michigan. They're not even as good as they used to be. USC, not even. What do you think has happened in the landscape of colleges with all these, you know, big name programs that are not as good as they used to be in years past?
And you talk about places like in Miami, California. You know what has happened?
Yeah, USC, exactly USC, UCLA. Happened,
right. Because in those two places, they used to get all the homegrown talent. Now the reality is Alabama's and all everybody's coming Ohio into your state taking all of your talent. They're taking that talent out of Florida. They're taking that talent out of California now. And they're leaving you. So you gotta get on board with keeping your talent back home. I try to tell kids too, man. I say, you know, yeah, I got kids talking to me about my decisions between West Virginia and Miami.
Are you kidding me?
I said, son, let's think about this, son. I have to talk to him. I have to try to reason with him. You know, I said, man, listen. I said, if you have the greatest career in your world, you can win 3 straight national championships in West Virginia. I said, and 4 years when you leave, you get no juice out of that. Because none of your family, you ain't going to move in back to West Virginia. None of your family going to be in West Virginia. Nobody you know going to go back to West Virginia. I said, but if you do that in Miami or L.A., you do that in one of these cities, one of these real big cities, and you're going to put your talent on display. Now you can live for the next 40 years and not just the next 4 years off of it. Yep. I said, don't make it a small decision on this big thing. I go back to Miami right now and get whatever I want because of what I did in Miami 100 years ago. and I'm going to use Miami. I'm going to be in Miami. So you know, it's just always interesting when you're talking to kids that have these decisions.
Right.
But you're seeing now, even Nick Saban, you know, these kids, they're running things now. Mm-hmm. Dabo Sweeney, he gets in there, he goes over there recruit, and then they post with Dabo Sweeney be dancing. They said, Nick Saban ain't going to dance. Man, I be seeing now Nick Saban's like Dabo Sweeney and LSU Orgeron, they get mm-hmm. my players. Mm-hmm. Now Nick Saban out there dancing. These kids will make you come to them.
Right.
They make you come to them. It's a different world out here, man.
Well, we'll see you in Miami. We'll be down there for the Super Bowl. So we'll look forward to catching up with you down there.
Well, and for the knock from David Baker, too.
Oh, yeah. Then I'm going to come by. You'll be on Radio Row. You're going to be out there?
Yeah, I'll be on Radio Row for the whole week, pretty much.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Absolutely, then. We'll get together and have some fun out there.
Irv, what are the two teams that are going to meet you guys down in Miami?
Uh-oh.
Right now, I told you, I got San Francisco, and I had San Francisco all for since about, man, week 8, and especially when they went through that tough gauntlet. I said, this gauntlet is what's going to prepare them. Unlike what Baltimore was doing, beating some of those soft teams, and I say, okay, it'll be a different thing in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I got San Francisco going, and I do got Kansas City winning on the other side. But I think each one of these games can go either way. It's just a matter if you come in with the right game plan.
Irv,
right.
Can't wait to see the special you did one-on-one with Devontae Adams on Sunday, getting ready for the game. And, man, really, really appreciate it again for the time today, all right?
All right, guys. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Playmaker, stop letting Stephen A. get under your skin, cuz.
Yeah, it's all good.
I know
that old chump, man. That's my boy, though,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah, he's good, dude.
Whenever Dallas is losing, I look down, my phone is ringing, it's Stephen A. And that's all he says when he answers the phone. When I ask him, what's up, he says, ha, 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 ha. He knows his phone. When Dallas winning, he never calls.
Of course not.
He never calls. That chump, man, he's a funny dude, but he's my boy, man.
Yeah.
Irv, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon. There you that's Michael Irvin joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, the radio.com sports NFL insider on 105.7 FM The Fan, brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Has your passion outgrown your home? Well, a Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan might be able to do just the trick and get you into that spot that you need and give you some space that you deserve. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. This is the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We'll talk to Ben Fennell in about 15 minutes from right now. Get a chance to put a grand in your hand coming up next. But first, Wendy's.
That's right, they're back. While supplies last, you can buy a Wendy's Frosty key tag for just $2, which in return will get you a free Junior Frosty with every purchase for a year. Come on. For an entire year, $2. Great gift for teachers, coworkers, family members, friends, you name it, they'll love it. Give a gift while giving a gift to the Wendy's Wonderful Kids of Wisconsin in foster care. Let's help these kids find their forever home while supplies last at Wendy's.
Ross Tucker is our radio.com sports NFL insider. He had a conversation with Ben Fennell. So did our boys on the morning show. We will have our chance to talk to the man that breaks down film like no other in 15 minutes and 10 minutes from right now here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM. The Buzz Fan, let's catch a buzz and talk about the AFC Championship game next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.